800-275-3305 or hbextract.com.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Brian Rosner. And we're going to be talking this morning about Lyme disease, one of those terrible chronic diseases that all came about about 1980. And, of course, we saw Lyme disease, we saw chronic fatigue, we saw fibromyalgia, we saw AIDS. Well, why did they all come together? Again, at that time, that's not our subject this morning. Our subject this morning is, what can you do with Lyme disease? How prevalent is it? Well, Brian contracted the disease himself, being a journalist, investigative journalist. Once he recovered, he began to utilize the information that he was able to glean from extensive studying and traveling all over the world, trying to find a cure, being able to write books to help people, and we carry actually two of those books, and we may very well carry the others depending upon the response we get. But what people do not understand is we're dealing with a disease that probably affects a million people in the United States. And, well, without further ado, Brian, thanks very much for being with us again this morning.
Yeah, thank you, Dr. Stan.
How many people... Do you feel realistically we have here, and what about other countries? Do they have the problem in any other countries?
Well, that's an interesting question, because the Centers for Disease Control, that's the main organization that reports on Lyme disease statistics, claims that there's about 20,000 cases of Lyme disease per year, but there are other sources that would say that there are a lot more cases than that, all the way up to 200,000 per year. And the reason that the statistics from the Centers for Disease Control are low is that they only acknowledge a certain type of Lyme disease test and a certain type of result, which is much too stringent to actually be considered reality. But even the Centers for Disease Control now is upping their estimates, and they're reevaluating their diagnostic criteria. But what's more interesting than that is if... let's say we take a number somewhere in between the 20,000 number and the 200,000 number, and let's say, for example, 100,000. If you take 100,000 cases per year, but you realize that a lot of those people are not being effectively treated, so they're not recovering, then those cases become, they begin to accrue, and you begin to have, you know, cases from last year carrying over into cases from this year. So, you know, like you mentioned, with the number of a million people in the United States, I think that that is probably a realistic number, and it may even be more than that, you know, depending on how many of these people actually recover. But, you know, with regard to Lyme disease in other parts of the world, there is, in fact, Lyme disease all around the world. My latest book that came out in January, it's called The 2008 Lyme Disease Annual Report. And it's just like what it sounds. It's an annual report on Lyme disease. I had some of my researchers look at the cases of Lyme disease throughout the world, and only looking at published research that was peer reviewed and published in scientific journals. And we came up with an incredible broad spectrum of Lyme disease cases throughout Europe, Africa, even Canada, some in Mexico, South America, and they all seem to be just slightly different strains of Lyme disease, and therefore have slightly different effects on the body. And, you know, for those people listening, if you don't know what Lyme disease is, it's a bacterial infection that's transmitted to humans by a tick bite. But, you know, so most people get it when they're out camping or hunting or outdoors. But what most people do not know, and this is why I call Lyme disease a disease of confusion and a disease of misconceptions, because most people don't know that Lyme disease can also be transmitted by other insect bites like mosquitoes and flies. It can be sexually transmitted as well, similar to syphilis. Syphilis was very similar bacteria to Lyme disease, and so it behaves in the same way. Most people, most hunters, campers who are on the lookout for Lyme disease also believe that in order to get the disease, you have to have a bullseye rash. We call it a bullseye rash. It's a red circle that appears where the tick bite was, but believe it or not, many people who do get Lyme disease actually never experience the bullseye rash, and so they don't even, you know, remember that they had that. Another problem is that the most common ticks that transmit the disease are what we call nymph ticks, and those are the baby ticks, and these baby ticks can be transparent in color and just the size of the head of a pin, and so if one of them was attached to you and transmitted the bacteria, you would never remember that as well. So we have all of these obstacles that prevent people from being aware that they contracted the disease. In addition, most physicians, especially physicians through the middle states and the West Coast, are not aware of Lyme disease. They haven't been trained to look for Lyme disease, and oftentimes if somebody walks into their office and actually has Lyme disease, they'll get misdiagnosed with, this actually happened to me. This is, you know, I'm not making this up. My first diagnosis was Giardia, because I had been camping recently, and the physician said, you know, maybe you drank water that was contaminated, or, you know, gave me those types of suggestions, and of course, trying to be a helpful physician, and, I was mistreated, and, the Lyme disease continued to get worse for a long time. So that is another problem, is physician awareness. Of course, the physicians that are aware of Lyme disease and do treat it, we call these physicians Lyme literate medical doctors. There's so few of them that we've actually had to coin a special phrase for them, which is, again, Lyme literate medical doctor. But the next problem you see is that the common Lyme disease tests that these doctors use, common blood tests, serum antibody and antigen tests, are often incorrect. The results are often false negative. So these physicians typically resort to what we call a clinical diagnosis, where you just look at a person's symptoms and history and clinical presentation rather than using laboratory tests. But of course, that is, again, one more reason why Lyme disease is a disease of confusion, because people who take the test may come up with a negative test. Of course, one of the most fascinating aspects of Lyme disease is that it can mimic many other diseases, fibromyalgia, chronic fatigue syndrome. Of course, not all cases of those diseases are Lyme disease, but many of them are. So oftentimes you have someone that gets their diagnosis of fibromyalgia or chronic fatigue syndrome.
Hold that thought. Sure. Right back here in just a moment. Ron Ross.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of CNC Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare liquid complex, cream, or RX magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net. Are you treating just your symptoms with dangerous medications and a multitude of supplements? If you answered yes, then you may be fighting the battle but losing the war. Nourish each cell in your body with BioSuperfood and win the war. 30 years of research, BioSuperfood offers more than 5,000 nutrients, proteins, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, EFAs, and powerful antioxidants to boost your immune system. With BioSuperfood, the war is won at the cellular level. Call today, toll-free, 877-288-9116.
If you're a woman over 35 and suffering from hot flashes, mood swings, low sex drive, it could be your hormones. Listen to what Suzanne Summers has to say.
All I could think was, who turned up the heat in here? I found out that it's all about balancing bioidentical hormones. My brain is sharp, my moods are even, I'm sleeping great, and I even lost the extra weight in my midsection.
Radiant Clinic is Suzanne Summers' only recommended clinic in Colorado for bioidentical hormones. Look for a location near you at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Ferris Survival.
Well, Dr. Stan, I guess Brian Rosner, we're talking about Lyme disease. So, Brian, you pick up where you left off.
Sure. Basically, just trying to set the stage here for listeners to understand kind of the background about Lyme disease, that it is not just a simple disorder, that there are some confusing aspects of it that might really be life-saving if people really understand them. We had talked about how there are, you know, maybe over a million people with Lyme disease in the United States, and with that number of people suffering, you would think that there would be all kinds of government attention and activity and research, and there's really not. Right now, there is a lot of controversy about Lyme disease in the United States, and the organization, the government organization that is responsible for developing the treatment guidelines for Lyme disease is called the IDSA, Infectious Disease Society of America. And the IDSA right now is ignoring a lot of science, and they insist that Lyme disease is just a simple bacterial infection. They insist that it can be treated easily with 5 to 10 days of antibiotics, when in fact there is another organization called ILADS, which is International Lyme and Associated Diseases Society, and ILADS disagrees with them and states that Lyme disease actually can be chronic, and so there is this great deal of controversy happening right now. And it really has created quite a perfect storm.
All right. Well, certainly, could you explain to our listeners what the symptoms are, the characteristic symptoms of Lyme disease, or are there characteristic symptoms?
Sure. You know, that's a really interesting question, because most people think about, you know, a disease, you know, such as strep throat, and they think, oh, that comes with a sore throat. So if I have a sore throat, I'll go see my doctor, and maybe I have strep throat. Well, with Lyme disease, the symptoms can be quite elusive and confusing, because the disease can it's what we call a multi-systemic bacterial infection, meaning that the bacteria can be attracted to and establish infection in numerous body tissues, muscles, neurological tissue, the brain, the lungs, the heart, and so depending on where somebody has genetic weaknesses in their body or constitutional weaknesses, you may see all kinds of broad symptoms. Now, of course, the most common symptoms of Lyme disease, those that present most often, are flu-like symptoms and fever upon initial infection, and then that quickly proceeds to joint pain and swollen joints, muscle soreness, fatigue, digestive issues, and that type of thing. But keep in mind that it can quickly progress into a neurological disorder. And in the event that it does progress into a neurological disorder, many patients and many physicians would not suspect Lyme disease, even though that's what might actually be going on behind the scenes.
Well, when you speak of a neurological disorder, what are you referring to?
Sure. Lyme disease, there's confirmed research in peer-reviewed journals that Lyme disease can mimic a number of different neurological disorders, some physical disorders like multiple sclerosis, and some psychiatric disorders such as schizophrenia, bipolar disorder, depression, that type of thing. I recently finished writing a book on the connection between Lyme disease and autism, if you can believe that or not, on my website, which is www.autism.com. limebook.com. That's LYMEBOOK.com. There's a lot of free information, and one of the sections of the website is about the Lyme autism connection, and researchers are now discovering that because of the fact that Lyme disease bacteria can be transmitted from mother to child during pregnancy, if this bacteria gets inside the womb and inside the baby's body, it can actually trigger autistic-like syndromes. Now, of course, not all cases of autism are caused by Lyme disease. In fact, mercury in vaccines, and the thimerosal, which is the mercury preservative ingredient in vaccines, can trigger autism as well. At least that's what researchers believe. But now, incredibly, Lyme disease can be added to that list. And so, you know, with the sheer number of autism cases in the country, that is really becoming an interesting connection.
And really something that is affecting an awful lot of our children, and certainly our good friend Dr. Garth Nicholson, who's been a frequent guest on Radio Liberty, has written about this, the relationship between these chronic intracellular infections, Lyme disease being one of them, and of course the autistic syndrome, which is destroying the lives of so many of our young people. In fact, it's estimated that 1 in 65 male children is autistic today, and what a devastating effect this is going to have on our country, because many of them will never recover, become chronic invalids, and the economic strain as well as the human tragedy is unparalleled in history. And this is new. This has not existed before. Well, basically, now as far as treatment is concerned, and I know that certainly you went from doctor to doctor and traveled all over trying to find somebody who could help you. So what eventually did you find that was beneficial?
Sure. By the way, Garth Nicholson is a great researcher. I really admire his work. He's one of the people that really contributed to discovering the Lyme-autism connection. Now, as far as Lyme disease treatment goes, the standard treatment is 10 days of an antibiotic called doxycycline, which is a tetracycline class antibiotic. And in a majority of cases, that works. Many people do recover with the 10 days of doxycycline. The problem is that if the disease is not caught in time and if it's allowed to progress, then the short-term antibiotics don't work. And then people are left to, first of all, many of them don't receive treatment because most doctors won't treat chronic Lyme disease. But if you do get treatment, the long-term treatment is usually the same thing, antibiotics, but they give them to you for a much longer period of time, usually anywhere from 1 month to, believe it or not, 2 or 3 years. Many chronic Lyme sufferers are on antibiotics for 2 or 3 years, and these are usually intravenous antibiotics in combination treatment, which is giving people more than one antibiotic at a time. Personally, during the darkest days of my struggle with Lyme disease, I did use intravenous antibiotics for quite a long time. They did not cure me. They helped a lot, but once I stopped the drugs, the bacteria came back. And Lyme disease is known to do that. It can actually convert itself into a dormant bacterial form, during which time antibiotics have no effect on the bacteria. So you take these antibiotics for months on end, and they do nothing but create this dormant form of the bacteria, and obviously everyone now knows that long-term antibiotics, even 10 or 20 days, but, you know, of course, 2 or 3 years is going to wreak havoc on the body, and, you know, lead to candida problems and immune system suppression. So when that bacteria returns after those long-term antibiotics, someone is often left even worse off than they were before. And now they have this bacterial infection that starts to reemerge. So my research, I've written 4 books on Lyme disease. One of my books is called The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments. That's The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments, again, available from my website, limebook.com. And this book looks at treatments that are alternative to long-term antibiotics. Now, no one is saying, and I wouldn't say, that anybody should opt for alternatives instead of antibiotics, but the right way to think about it is that the alternatives can be used alongside the antibiotics so that you can get the benefit of the pharmaceutical antibiotics, but you can also give the body a break from those antibiotics and turn to other supportive treatments and treatments that aren't quite as toxic on the body. Now, of course, Lyme disease is a bacterial infection, so one of the primary treatments that you would be using, whether they be pharmaceutical or non-pharmaceutical, is antibacterial treatments. And my book, The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments, lists a number of different non-pharmaceutical antibiotic options. Of course, Dr. Stan also is aware of many of them. We're talking about such substances as garlic, oregano oil, TOA-free cat's claw, grapefruit seed extract. There is a new supplement called mangosteen juice, which has antibacterial characteristics. And these can be rotated in with the pharmaceutical antibiotics. And by rotating them in, you might do something like a week or two of pharmaceutical antibiotic followed by 2 or 3 weeks of one of these natural antibiotics. And that really gives, you know, that can be a very important treatment strategy because it gives the body a period of time to rest from the damaging effects of pharmaceuticals. Now, I am not a doctor. I am a journalist. So in order to use these treatments and use the treatments in my book, you would need to do that under the care of a licensed physician. But that's pretty much a lot of the treatments that we use.
And I think it's so difficult really to find a doctor who really understands Lyme disease. How would, if somebody's out there in the listening audience and is plagued with this terrible, terrible disease, chronic fatigue and muscle aches and arthritic symptoms and just this terrible mental confusion or fog that comes over them, how would they find a doctor, a Lyme literate medical doctor?
Sure, that's a very important question. I would caution listeners against simply walking out and going to see their doctor, their regular doctor, because Lyme disease doctors are specialists, and you're going to waste a lot of time and money if you don't go right to the specialist. So because of the current political controversy in the environment right now in the Lyme disease community, you're not going to find Lyme-literate medical doctors in your yellow pages of your phone book, unfortunately, because there have been several doctors that have actually been persecuted and disciplined by medical boards for treating chronic Lyme disease because, again, it's not a recognized disorder at this point in time, and a lot of people are told that they just have psychiatric problems like, you know, paranoia, and they're sent to see a psychiatrist. So if you do want to find a Lyme-literate doctor, you're not going to find the name of a doctor publicly. So the way that you would do that is you would visit one of two organizations, and they would refer you to a doctor in your area. The first is it's called LymeNet, and the website is LymeNet.org. It's LymeNet.org, and they have a special form you can fill out, and then they will refer you to a Lyme-literate physician in your geographic region. Of course, these doctors are, you know, legally licensed and credentials. They are MDs, so they're regular doctors, but they just don't want their names to be publicized. So, you know, even if you're out there and you're suffering from chronic fatigue syndrome or fibromyalgia, a lot of the treatments for Lyme disease overlap with the treatments for those disorders as well. So, you know, even if you're thinking, well, I don't think I have Lyme disease, there would still be tremendous benefit in seeing an LLMD, and you may in fact discover that Lyme disease might play some role in your problem. It might not be your only problem, but it might play a role in your problem. You know, to see a list of the comparisons between chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, and Lyme disease, I have all of that information on my website at www.lymebook.com.
All right. Why is there so much controversy over the treatment of Lyme disease? I mean, I would think that, you know, anybody who could help people would be encouraged to do so in the medical profession, yet so many of the doctors, you know, who have actually tried to treat Lyme disease, you know, have gotten into terrible problems. Why would that be?
You know, that's a very good question. That's a question that a lot of people are asking right now. I'm not sure there's a very crystal clear answer to it. Some people have suggested that some of the physicians on the Infectious Disease Society of America, the IDSA governing board, actually have relationships with insurance companies, and if Lyme disease began to be recognized as a real medical condition, a lot of people would lose a lot of money because these insurance companies would have to start paying for long-term treatment. And let me tell you, it's not cheap. So that money's got to come from somewhere. And a lot of the people on the governing boards of the IDSA have published known associations with the pharmaceutical industry and with the insurance industry. So it's unfortunately possibly a case of a greed issue in certain people being greedy. Of course, I don't think that just greed could prevent science from coming to light. Of course, it has in the past, but you know that's a question that a lot of people are asking. Lyme disease is in what we call perfect storm.
We'll be back here in just a moment at the American Freedom Network.
Discover MagnetiCare Cell Activating Liquid Complex and RX Magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate chronic pain, increase blood circulation, and aid in the healing process. Get your fast-acting MagnetiCare Liquid Complex, cream, or RX Magnets now. Call Bob at 303-388-1227. That's 303-388-1227. www.magneticare.net.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be an herbal expert at The Green Herb. We'll gladly help you decide which of The Green Herb's exclusive products will work for you and work better than anything you buy elsewhere. And we'll give you an old-fashioned money-back guarantee. Come by The Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB, that's 888-765-4372, or go to our website at www.thegreenherb.com. It's The Green Herb's policy to give you small-town service in the big city, and be sure to listen to The Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
How many of you battle the symptoms of failing health with toxic medications and inconvenient supplements? Do you feel like you've been fighting battles but losing the war? How about winning the war for a change? Introduce BioSuperfood in your diet and increase the metabolic activity of each cell in your body for greater repair, detoxification, and regeneration. Gain immediate energy, boost your immune system, and restore your health with extraordinary whole and organic nutrients in BioSuperfood. Win the war against disease. Call now, 877-288-9116.
Andrea here again with Radiant Clinic. I've got great news for you. With our buy one, get one free laser package sale, now is the time to get on the path to vibrant, smooth skin. Got wrinkles, sun damage, age spots, or other skin problems? We can help. At Radiant Clinic, we use the latest and best in laser technology to remedy just about any skin issues. Don't miss out on our buy one, get one free laser package sale. For all our exciting specials, visit us at RadiantClinicColorado.com.
Well, I'm back here at the American Peace Network. And before we go on, why don't you get your website out and tell our listeners what they'll find there?
Sure. On my website, limebook.com, it's LYMEBOOK.com. Again, www.limebook.com. I have quite an assortment of resources on that website that we've been putting together for a long time. Of course, there are the four Lyme disease books that I wrote. One of them is called The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments. I also offer a free video blog, and in this video blog you can watch me discuss a number of important Lyme disease topics, and they're pretty interesting videos. They're only about 5 to 7 minutes long, and they do cover quite a wide variety of topics. Of course, on my website, limebook.com, you can also find about 20 other books and DVDs by other authors and other researchers, and these products are, you know, present related information. For example, we have an assortment of books on co-infections, Lyme disease co-infections. Most people don't know that Lyme disease is often accompanied by other infections. Once the door is opened and the immune system is weakened for the Lyme disease bacteria to establish itself, other infections usually come in as well. Ticks often carry other infections, so we have a doctor in Florida named James Schaller, MD. He has some great resources. He has a book on Babesia and also a book on Bartonella, and we carry those in our store as well. And then we have just a number of other related Lyme disease books and DVDs on that website, which was www.limebook.com. Of course, then, excuse me, my video blog as well, which is free 5 to 7 minute videos where you can watch me discuss different Lyme disease issues and treatments, and that's all at www.limebook.com.
Well, let's get into the treatments, because, I mean, there are some very interesting things we've talked about in the past, and I think it's so important that people understand there are a number of adjuvant treatments or assistant things that will help you. Of course, the mainstay is long-term antibiotics to try to defeat the bacteria, but sometimes you're going to need a lot of help because certainly the bacteria, it's a spirochete, actually, and it's a very tricky one, little one. It'll go into hibernation and come back just as soon as you discontinue the antibiotics. So you're feeling better, you stop the antibiotics, the trouble comes back again. Let's talk about those other treatments that you've discovered that seem to be beneficial.
Sure, that's an important topic. That is one of the tricky things about Lyme disease, is the regular, you know, courses of antibiotics. It's not enough. Lyme disease creates a lot of damage and a lot of dysfunction in the body, and if you don't address that damage and that dysfunction, you just don't get well. Now, one of the most important treatments that you can undergo is detoxification. And, you know, that's kind of a buzzword these days. Everyone is talking about detoxification and in, you know, fasting and eating detox diets. And when it comes to Lyme disease, it really is not a fad. It's not just what's cool or what's in right now. It really is a physiological necessity. And the reason for that is that the Lyme disease bacteria, as a part of its life cycle, produces what we call neurotoxins. And these are, as a byproduct of the bacteria, a fat-soluble toxin. And fat-soluble toxins are the worst kind of toxins. Mercury is a fat-soluble toxin. These are toxins that store in fatty body tissues, and they're very hard to remove. Of course, the brain itself is comprised largely of fatty tissue, so these toxins go straight to the brain. And then what makes matters even worse is the organ that commonly eliminates toxins, that is the liver. The liver, one of the jobs of the liver is to grab onto toxins and dump them into the colon, where they're then eliminated. The liver can be very stressed and also not working very well in Lyme disease. So you have toxins building up, and you have the organ that's supposed to get rid of them not working very well. And so one of the treatments I'd like to tell you about is sauna therapy, just a regular type of sauna. And, you know, the key point about being in a sauna is not that you're heating yourself up, but it's that you're sweating. And what happens when you sweat is that a lot of the liquid in your body, the plasma, which is the liquid sort of that comprises the blood and in capillaries and whatnot, is sweat out, and you dump a lot of this a lot of these toxins right through the skin. And this really is a miracle treatment for Lyme disease sufferers. It's a treatment that completely bypasses the liver, so you're not even worrying about how stressed out the liver is. Another thing about sauna therapy that's excellent is it's affordable. You can go to a local health spa and use their sauna, or you can even build one and keep it in your house for about $100 or $200. It's non-toxic, it's sustainable, and you'll hear me talk about on my video blog and in my websites and my books about, I'll use the word sustainability quite a bit. And the reason is that a Lyme disease treatment program needs to last quite a long time. We're talking about 3 months, 6 months, for most people, even over a year or 2 years. And if you're going to be treating Lyme disease for that long, you really need to be focusing on sustainability. And by sustainability, I mean affordability with financially, non-toxic, and convenient. It has to be something that you can do conveniently. You know, people who have done other types of Lyme disease treatments, like hyperbaric oxygen chamber treatment, maybe they experience some results, but man, it takes all day to go to the treatment clinic. It's $300 or $400 per treatment, usually not covered by insurance. It's just not a sustainable treatment. So I try to focus on sustainable treatments. One of which is that sauna therapy. It's a great treatment. Lyme disease bacteria also does not like the heat. It actually gets killed at about 103 degrees, which you know, many people who do sauna therapy can get their core temperature that high. Of course, do that only under the supervision of a physician, because that can be, you know, certain people who are elderly or frail or you know, may not be able to handle that. But the sauna also helps to get that core body temperature up there. So that's one treatment, sauna therapy, that it really, really does help get things under control.
And that's been around for a long time, and it's been used in many primitive cultures. But, you know, it seems to be beneficial. It's certainly logical, a means of getting the skin to excrete these toxins. So what are the other? Because you have a list of 10 of them in your book.
Yeah, you know, my book, The Top 10 Lyme Disease Treatments, again, it's available at LymeBook.com. There are other supportive treatments. There's not just one or two. And the reason that we have so many different supportive treatments is the fact that there are different aspects of the physiological dysfunction in the body that need to be addressed. Another example of a supportive treatment is magnesium supplementation. This is, again, something that is very affordable. You can get a bottle of magnesium at your health food store for about $10. Non-toxic, sustainable, and convenient. You can pop these pills pretty easily. Most people think that you need to take more calcium, but the problem really is that calcium and magnesium compete for the same uptake sites in your digestive tract. So people who take a lot of calcium, most Americans get too much calcium in their diet with dairy products and that type of food. They don't get enough magnesium, and the problem is compounded even worse with Lyme disease. Lyme disease actually creates a magnesium deficiency. So once you start supplementing with magnesium, a lot of neurological symptoms just magically go away. You know, you might have spent $5,000 on a physician and not had any help, and then you go spend $10 on a bottle of magnesium and you feel better.
We'll be back in just a moment here with Brian, and there's so much more to this disease. I'll be right back.
To order your cassette copy of this program, call the American Freedom Network at 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
I'm saving 17 years off my mortgage.
I'm saving $66,000 in interest.
I will achieve the American dream in just 8 years.
These people didn't refinance. They didn't get a raise. In fact, most didn't change their budget or lifestyle at all. Instead, they made a simple switch in how they bank, which revolutionized their ability to pay off debt. This switch is not biweekly payments. Instead, it is a new and different way of you controlling your money.
I never thought that I would be debt-free or mortgage-free. I always thought that I would have a mortgage payment forever. I went to SwiftPayoff.com. I pay off my mortgage in less than half the time without changing my budget.
For more information, call 1-800-760-8091. Call 1-800-760-8091 today.
Better write that down.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
bad look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning, Brian Rosner. And go ahead, Brian. We were talking about the treatments that you describe, and you mentioned the sauna therapy. You mentioned magnesium, which is something most people are deficient in. Great tragedies, most people and physicians don't recognize the how important magnesium is, really how dangerous calcium is, because certainly calcium is the indicator of whether or not you're going to get the heart attacks, not your cholesterol. And certainly if you have no calcium deposits in your body, and those can be checked out, you're probably not going to get a heart attack and die, or get a stroke and die. It is the calcium there that really forms the nidus for the blood clots, are not necessarily the cholesterol, which deposits secondarily in your arteries. But go ahead, pick the story up.
Sure, yeah. One other treatment that I'd like to talk about that's very important is what we call a Rife machine, and that's spelled R-I-F-E. Actually, one of the books that I wrote is just on this topic. It's called Lyme Disease and Rife Machines, available at limebook.com. And the Rife machine was something that I was skeptical of. A lot of people are skeptical of it. It gets its name from a researcher in the 1930s named Dr. Royal Raymond Rife. His last name was Rife, and that's where the machine gets its name. And like I said, I was skeptical of this treatment for a long time. A lot of people are. But what it is an electromagnetic device that produces electromagnetic frequencies, an electromagnetic field that you can tune to certain frequencies. And there have actually been experiments. There was a Lyme disease sufferer who lived in Seattle in 1986 who did some experiments, unofficial experiments, and found that Rife machine could deactivate Lyme disease bacteria. In fact, on the back of my book, Lyme Disease and Rife Machines, I'm looking at it right now, and this researcher, his name was Doug McLean. He was a mechanical engineer. And when the bacteria was exposed to the electromagnetic frequencies, he observed, and I'm reading this now word for word from the back of my book, that the spirochetes vibrated and appeared broken, bent back and forth from center, spun at 100 RPMs, and straightened out. And he says the spirochetes that did react died in 20 minutes to 2 hours. So he observed directly under the microscope that these spirochetes were killed by these electromagnetic frequencies. And to make matters even more interesting, he also had a Herxheimer reaction from the treatment. That's a reaction where you get worse before you get better that characterizes Lyme disease treatment. And so now, like I say, I wrote a book that's completely dedicated just to this topic. It's called Lyme Disease and Rife Machines. And there are a number of different machines out there available. Some you can actually build yourself for a few hundred dollars. Others you can purchase already built if you don't want to spend the money. Rife machines are not FDA approved. They are an experimental treatment. However, many Lyme disease sufferers are noticing that they're very helpful. Again, you're going to hear this theme repeated in my literature, the theme that treatments need to be sustainable, and Rife machine therapy is sustainable once you own the machine. It's very affordable. There are no other costs to using it other than about $2 or $3 a month in electricity. It's convenient. You can do it in your own home whenever you want, and it's, as far as we know, I have never seen any research that shows that it is toxic or has side effects if it's used in moderation. So, the Rife machine, again, is something that many people have been finding beneficial. Now, one resource that we do have available if you want to learn more about this is an online discussion group that I started about 4 years ago. And this group, again, is just dedicated not just to Lyme disease, but specifically to Lyme disease and Rife machine treatment. And right now, believe it or not, we have almost 2,500 members, participating members in that group. It is an online discussion group, so you can access it from anywhere in the world. And it is 100% free to join and participate in. And, you know, you can go on there and ask your questions and say, hey, I found this machine. What is, you know, is it a good machine? You can access that group on my website, limebook.com. And then there is a direct link to that group at my resources page, which is limebook.com/resources. So, you know, as Dr. Stan is aware, Royal Raymond Rice has been tremendously influential in the history of the development of medicine.
Now, how do you actually do you have some sort of electrodes you put on your fingers, or how do you actually get the frequencies into your body?
Sure, there's two different types of Rife machines. We call them radiant and contact. Those are the two different types. Now, a contact device is just like it sounds. You have to make contact with the device, and you usually hold on to two metal cylinders with your hands, and you take your shoes and socks off, and you put your feet onto two metal plates, and the current actually travels through the body along the path of least resistance, so it usually goes through the blood and tissues that have a lower density. That's the contact method. The radiant method, I'm looking at a machine right now in my office. It's called the coil machine, and it actually creates an electromagnetic field in the air, and it's an inductive field. And so just by standing next to the machine when it's turned on, you will be receiving these electromagnetic frequencies in the body. There are different pros and cons to using a radiant versus a contact method. In some cases, both of them may be preferred, but those are the two means of application.
All right, fine. Well, that's another subject we could spend a great deal of time talking on, because, of course, the Rife machine has many, many uses. It was actively suppressed back in the 1930s when Dr. Rife, he wasn't a doctor, but he was really an eccentric genius who really came up with a number of very important findings, and they were all suppressed at that time. And I have to ask again the question why, but we certainly won't get into that. Our guest today has been Brian Rosner. You've got about a minute to wrap up the program for us.
Okay, sure. Well, Dr. Stan, thank you very much for having me on. And the message really is just that Lyme disease is a huge problem with maybe a million or more people suffering from it. It really would behoove everyone listening to do their research on Lyme disease. And if there's loved ones suffering from chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, or those type of diseases, it may in fact be Lyme disease. It can mimic a lot of different disorders, and there is a lot of confusion. Again, this is Brian Rosner. Website is www.limebook.com.
Great program, Brian. Thanks so much. And don't forget to get those other names off me by email. God bless, and we'll talk to you later.
Radio is your best choice for advertising. Radio gets results. Call 1-800-205-6245 and find out just how inexpensive and effective radio can be. That's 1-800-205-6245. KHNC 1360, The Lion. That's 1-800-205-6245.
The goal of Worldwide Biblical Zionists is to unite Bible believers all over the world who love Israel and want to build up Zion. Joel Bell and Sagiv Aslev will be sharing the vision of Worldwide Biblical Zionists and how you can become a member of this movement July the 29th from 7 until 10 p.m. at the Ramada Plaza Hotel at I-25 and 120th Avenue. They'll be in the Gray Peaks Ballroom. For more information, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
the Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, I just stand back here, and of course, we can touch on where did these chronic diseases that are plaguing us come from. You only have to go back and read Zygmunt Brzezinski's book, Between Two Ages. And of course, the book is very hard to get now. I believe it's being actively suppressed, as so many other books are, but I think you can find them up on Amazon for probably $50 or $100 under any circumstances. Between Two Ages, a footnote at the bottom of a page is somewhere between 55 and 65. We have the book. We'll be glad to provide it for skeptics, where Zygmunt Brzezinski talks how in the future, 30 years from now, we'll be able to produce storms and droughts and chronic diseases. And ladies and gentlemen, they've created the chronic diseases. How do we know? Well, we have the testimony, and we have we offer this for sale here. We have the complete government testimony of Dr. David MacArthur in 1969 when he appeared before the House Appropriations Committee and asked for $10 million so that the military could produce new chronic diseases and a new disease for which there'd be no immune response, could be used for biological warfare. And as he said, many people say we shouldn't do it because it's another means of mass killing. But, of course, that's what we want to do. Give us the money. And they gave them the money. And 10 years later, we did have a whole flock of new diseases, one called AIDS, and then this myriad of chronic fatigue, fibromyalgia, Lyme disease, and other similar chronic intracellular infections that now are infecting the whole world. Now, if you'd like more information, of course, we have a great new CD or four-tape set. Oh, pardon me, I should say a DVD with Dr. Garth Nicholson, where he talks about terrible new diseases, these chronic intracellular infections, of which Lyme disease is one. It's a fascinating talk. And in fact, when we sent a copy to Dr. Nicholson, he ordered three more, which we sent to him. It is an excellent resource and nothing like it out there. So the DVD, Chronic New Diseases, we have a four-tape set on Lyme disease. We carry the book, 10 treatments for Lyme disease, 10 treatments for Lyme disease. We carry the book on autism and Lyme disease because there's a definite connection there. Of course, we have four-tape sets on autism. We have so much information going into the background of what they're doing to the American people. We have a four-tape set on population control. We have my talk on Nundare College genocide. That's a DVD, or my talk on planned population control. We have my pamphlet on, you can get this on the internet free of charge. It's called the Population Control Agenda Monograph, or you can get a printed copy from us if you get any of the other products we talk about. Understand, ladies and gentlemen, there really are evil and wicked people out there who have brought these diseases on us. And one reason why, of course, doctors who try to treat chronic fatigue, who try to treat Lyme disease, come under terrible persecution. Why? Because they're trying to help people. And there really are people out there who want to destroy mankind, who have a different worldview because they worship a different God. And you can only understand that by hearing my talk on the forbidden secret or on the secret knowledge. They're two separate talks. Certainly there's a syllabus that goes with the forbidden secret, and of course that is the forbidden secret syllabus, and then our talk on planned population control. You really want to get that and the syllabus, because there we actually give you some of the documents published by the people on the other side. As there are people over there, they believe in the Gnostic religion. It is one of the most powerful and rapidly growing religions in America today, and nobody ever talks about Gnosticism. One of these days we'll have to put together a four-tape set on that. We have a four-tape set on Lyme disease. You really need to get You need to find out what this is about, because the next person who comes down with this could be you or one of your loved ones. And of course, Lyme disease originated, all the evidence points to, a place called Plum Island, just across the inlet from a place called Lyme, Connecticut, where the disease was first diagnosed. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com. We recommend you go there to our
grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Stop living with pain. Discover MagnetiCare cell-activating liquid complex and RX magnets for a healthier life. Tom Martino and the Broncos know what works when you need to reduce swelling and inflammation, eliminate...